This leadership class is very inspiring to me. It is really making me a better person.
I've learned so much in this class about myself, and I've noticed how you can't change somebody else. You have to change yourself before you can change anything else, and I think Tony.
Be kind to everyone that you meet.
This leadership class that Tony did a great job with leading, it has pushed me to push myself.
Speak by Rick. This time, it's season 4, and it's bigger and better than what it's ever been before. We've got old guests returning, we've got new guests coming, we've got no guests, we've got some guests, we've just got some bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks to put on top of bricks. You get the idea. Listen, enjoy this moment. You've come to this podcast because life brought you here. You've attracted it, you deserve it. Yours, so let's get it.
All right. Well, listen, welcome and thank you for calling in to the Plant Better Mindset Call. This call is designed to pour into you so you can pour into the lives of others. My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr., and I will be your farming partner as we help you plant seeds that are worthy of the quality of life that you so richly deserve. Let us now enter into the announcement part of this weekly mindset call. There is a wonderful thing in which I do and my team does, and we do weekly podcasts. And it's one of the most popular podcasts. The one that should interest you in this particular subject is called Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast. It's available on iTunes and Podomatic. To access either of these platforms, simply visit the iTunes store from your podcast app. Simply visit the iTunes store from your podcast app and search Brick by Brick by Antonio T. Smith Jr. Again, that's Brick by Brick by Antonio T. Smith Jr. If you miss any part of this phone call, don't panic. It will be available for download along with many other different episodes and business topics that are on and also on personal development too. As of this morning, this podcast is ranked number 9 out of all of business, so it definitely is a very high production, high quality level podcast that reaches thousands, hundreds and thousands of people and millions of people in different areas. As a matter of fact, our number one downloaded country is actually in Hong Kong, China. They're actually our number one downloads. Also, and then also part of this conversation, coaching. I do offer one-on-one coaching. There are many people on this call that have been impacted at this very moment, whose lives, incomes, relationships have been drastically changed and increased as a result of my one-on-one coaching. However, if you're interested, please email us at coaching@revtony.org to schedule an initial coaching session to see if we are a good fit for one another. Again, that is Brick by Brick. So right now you can go ahead and do that, subscribe to that podcast and the coaching. If you are on this call, if you're ready for a change, I need you to do something. I need you to grab a pen and a paper or use the note app on your phone, and I need for you to take wonderful notes. If you're on social media, Facebook, Twitter, or wherever you are and wherever you love, and you hear something that resonates with you or speaks to you or in your situation, quote it and use the hashtag PlantBetter. Again, if you're on social media and you hear something that resonates in you or your situation or just sits well in your spirit, use the hashtag PlantBetter. Let us now move into the meat of this phone call. Tonight, we want to talk about getting out of a slump. Wonderful phone call listeners, you are here, male or female, Jew or Gentile, you are here because you have shown better ability to want something out of life more than the people around you. Let's not sugarcoat anything on this particular phone call. You are more than likely the cream of the crop of the people in which you know. That can be a good thing or a bad thing. We'll discover that in a second. But either way, You pressed your way into this moment because you've attracted it and you want something that other people in this area, in this world, do not want. And in particularly, you may be in a slump right now. If you're not in a slump, you know how it feels to be in a slump. But either way, you will benefit from this phone call. Either you know someone in a slump or your business is not hitting the particular place in which you want it to be, or you're highly successful and you're trying to get to another level. Either way, this phone call is for you. I have 10 things that I want to discuss to you about getting out of a slump. So get ready to write down 10 main things, and I will give you great supporting details inside these things. If you are new to this phone call, allow me, and the lines are filling up. If you're new to this phone call, let me give you a disclaimer. If you know me and I say something in your face and funny, well, that's because you know me and you know that is my personality and I'm just not going to change. If you don't know me, well, I just gave you my disclaimer. I'm known to walk hard. I don't sugarcoat most things. I try to keep my tone at a level in which you understand that I have been there too. Number one of getting out of a slump, hopefully you're taking good notes and getting ready to use the hashtag plant better. Number one, don't let other people tell you what you cannot do in your slump. Listen to what I just said. Number one, if you want to get out of a slump, the number one thing that you need to do is stop letting other people tell you what you can do in your slump. Brothers, sisters, listen to me. If you're in a slump, people have looked at you, judged you, either demotivated you or trying to motivate you, and some of the people are in your life are happy that you are in a slump, and I guarantee you they are getting ready or they have already told you what you cannot do, or they're celebrating your current failure. You need to immediately stop allowing people to pour into you what you cannot do in your slump. Listen to what I just said. They are not God if you believe in God. They are not the universe if you believe the universe is alive. They do not own you, your time, or your destiny, and people are not allowed to put their negative expectations upon you unless you allow for them to do so. So you need to understand, the first thing you must do in order to work your way out of a slump is you need to immediately stop letting more slump things happen inside your slump. I'm going to see if I can explain it this way. If you are religious, there is a wonderful story in the Bible in which I would like to tell. Now, this is by far not a religious phone call or a conference call, but if you're not religious, and there's many of you that are not religious, please listen to what I'm about to say because the message is still the message regardless. There's a particular passage in the Christian Bible in which the Christian protagonist, Jesus Christ, walks across a pool called Bethesda, and he decides that he wants to heal a lame man. Now, there's a couple of things about this particular story in which you need to understand. First off, this pool of Bethesda was a bunch of people being surrounded around this pool, and they all were lame. And in the Christian Bible, the protagonist, being Jesus Christ, and again, I'm not trying to be religious, but just catch me just for a second, walks to the man and tells the man, "Do you want to be made whole?" And immediately, the man he never answers the question. He simply gives an excuse of why he cannot be made whole. Now, out of the Christianity, just for the rest of this phone call, here's what I need you to understand. He had been in a lame situation for a long time. But not only was he in a lame condition for a long time, he was in an environment around lame people, so he would never get his breakthrough. He would never want his breakthrough because he had a pool mentality. His mentality around the pool was, "I am lame, will always be lame, and that is my worth and my deserving nature in which I have." And he developed a pool mentality for being inside the pool environment for a very long time. Do not let pool mentality people tell you what you can do in your pool situation. I'm trying to repeat myself. Let me see if I can do this again. Just because you're in a slump does not mean that you have the right to let other people who have a slump mentality tell you what you cannot do in your slump mentality. If I can help you and protect you very well, let me say it in this manner. If you're in a slump, you need to only attach, listen, read, or whatever it is that you're going to do to people who are not in a slump and who do not share your slump dialogue with you. Do not let people tell you what you cannot do in your slump. You need to protect your garden. Everybody on planet Earth, you have a garden in which it is your job to protect and to provide seeds for the garden and for you to reap the harvest of the seeds in which you have provided in your garden. Here's the deal. Most of you, if you're in a slump, most of you are in that slump partly because you have not protected your garden with the vigorous protection in which your garden deserves. You planted bad seeds in your garden, and now you're reaping the harvest of the seeds that you planted, and now you're in a slump, and now you have to pay for things that you planted long ago. Every now and then, you attach yourself to a wife, a husband, a friend, a loved one, kinfolk. You attach yourself to someone that you allow them to plant seeds in your garden, and now you have to reap their bad harvest because you allow their bad seeds to be planted in your good garden. You want to get out the slump? Protect your garden. It is not arrogant for you to protect your garden. It is actually intelligent for you to protect your garden. Love your parents, but respect the fact that they are not your final teachers. Now, I mean to say this, I'm going to say this with the greatest respect possible. Your parents have done a wonderful job. If you're a millionaire, they most certainly did a wonderful job if you inherited $1 million. Your parents have been your most important teacher, or at least your most influential teachers up to this point. They were your first teachers, and they taught you for 18 years. They did a wonderful job. But respect the fact that your parents were only able to teach you what they know. That means if your parents have bad credit, they also lend it to you by via of the way of teaching and their philosophy and their table talk in the kitchen, their bad spending habits. Whether it was taught or you caught it along the way, your parents have taught you, and I need for you to understand, if you want to get out of the slump, respect and love your parents, but also respect the fact that in order to get out of the slump, your parents are not your final teachers. That means you need to get a book. Get this coaching phone call. I don't care how you do it, but get a teacher that can get you out of the slump. Also, be aware of passion killers and discouragers. Brothers, sisters on this phone call, listen to me and listen to me well. If you are in a slump, you are currently in an environment where passion killers and discouragers reside. If you are in a slump, you are currently in an environment where passion killers and discouragers reside. Passion killers and discouragers live, take up residency in slump environments, and they cannot wait for you to fall into a slump so they can attach their funky, nasty, doo-doo cloud, self-being people, negative environment around you. Don't you let people with their big doo-doo cloud of negativity come around you and kill your passion and discourage you from your dreams. Don't be afraid to leave family and leave friends and come back for them. Listen, I'm spending a lot of time on number one because if you don't catch number one, the rest of this conversation is completely irrelevant. You need to understand that whole hood mentality in which you may have, that everybody gets to eat and you need to put everybody on your back. You cannot put your whole neighborhood, your entire family on your back and expect yourself to be successful. Now, if all of them are marching in the same direction in you and they all want to be millionaires or they all want to be real estate agents or whatever it is that your dream that you would like to become, then sure, put them all on your back and go for it. But the truth is, you cannot drag people if you yourself are not okay. Let me say it this way. If you're in an airplane crash, the stewardess will tell you that you need, when the mask drops, you need to cover yourself with the mask first and then attend to your neighbor. If you're in the military, then you will find out that you are supposed to put the gas mask on your face first, clear the gas mask of all the impurities and toxins that will kill you, and then help your brother or sister next. What's the moral of both of those stories, airplane crash and military? If you die, you can help no one. And most of you are in dead situations with dead mentalities, with dead self-esteem and dead morale and dead dreams, and you trying to help everybody else. You cannot be a cup empty and then pour yourself out onto others. Listen to what I just said. Most of you are dead, tired, and demotivated by 7:20 a.m. in the morning. Why? Because you've never had a phone call to fill you up, because you don't hang around people that fill you up, because you don't read books that fill you up. And the first person you meet is a needy person that gets from you the very last thing you had inside your cup. You can't even pour out to them what they need because they're getting your residue. Your job is to fill yourself up to overflow, and then the people you meet throughout that day receive from your overflow. And if you must give them more than that, then you can give them in your reserves, but you never go empty because what people receive first was your overflow. Do not be afraid to leave family and friends and come back for them. People upset with their lives will tempt you to become upset with your own. Listen to what I just said. The people who talk about you in a negative manner, the people who tell you that network company won't work, the people who tell you, girl, I don't know why you're going to school, you didn't change, the people who tell you, you showed up change now that you got your degree, you showed up change now that you're going to the church, the people who are upset with their lives will find every unreasonable excuse to make you upset with yours. And if you keep hanging around these people, you will allow for them to win. You choose your future right now. Do not blame anybody else. Your future is yours, and it is your necessary responsibility that you develop yourself daily. Learn to enjoy when people say you can't. Learn to enjoy when people say you cannot do something. It is the most powerful motivational speech you will ever hear. Listen to what I just said. When people tell you what you cannot do, stop being so offended. Stop being so bothered by that, even if they're close to you, and start to learn how to harness that pain in your emotions and attack the dreams and the desires that you want. When people tell you what you cannot do, sit back in your head and silently say, that's all right, I'm going to show you. When people doubt you, use it as fuel to show people, especially yourself, why you can be successful, because you believe in yourself. No one has a right to tell you what you should become or what you can become. No one has the right to tell you what you should become or what you can become. No one has the right to tell you what you should become or what you can become. I said it 3 times because I wanted to resonate inside of your spirit, morale, consciousness, or whatever it is that you may want to call it. No one can ever discourage you more than you. Listen to me, your future millionaires and billionaires and company starters on this phone call. your biggest discourager, your biggest distractor, the person that will talk about you more than anybody will always be you. You need to correct how you speak to yourself, and don't discourage yourself. Encourage yourself, and you will be successful. Failure does not make you a failure. It only means that your plan needs more work. Do not quit because you failed. Failure does not make you a failure. Please listen to what I'm saying, because I'm liberating somebody on this phone call right now. Just because you fail does not mean you are a failure. Your failure does not equal or equate to your self-worth. Just because you have failed does not mean you are a failure. It simply means that your plan needs more work. Number two, we spent a lot of time on number one because you needed it. Number two, your slump is not who you are, it's who you were. Number two, your slump is not who you are, it's who you were. Remember what I said in number one. I told you in number one, do not let people tell you what you cannot do in your slump. If you don't catch that, you will always think that the bad things in your life is who you are, because people will tell you that your bad situation is because of who you are. You always, listen to me, you live in a constant residual effect of what you have planted. Your harvest is not who you are. It is simply the result of what you planted days before, months before, weeks before, years before. Today is not who you are. Listen to me. Today is not who you are. Today is the residual result, the physical manifestation of your harvest of what you used to be. You are simply living the life of today of what you planted days and years before. What does that mean? That means do not judge your life by your harvest. Your harvest is not who you are. Your harvest is who you were. And who you are has changed as a result of listening to this phone call. So weeks from now, you will receive a wonderful harvest worthy of you because of the seeds you have planted today. Also, on the flip side of that, you don't get to complain about your harvest when you are the only ones in your life planting the seeds. Listen to what I said. You don't get to blame your daddy. You don't get to blame your mother. You don't get to blame, well, he won't let me or she won't let me. You are reaping the harvest from your garden, and you are the chief farmer. You're the only one planting seeds in your garden unless you let someone else plant seeds in your garden. And if you let them plant seeds in your garden, that is simply the result of being your fault that you let someone unworthy of your future plant seeds in your garden. Do not complain about your bad credit when you're the one who planted the seeds to receive your bad credit. Do not complain about being single when you're the one who planted those seeds to be single. And I know it doesn't fit well. It doesn't fit nicely. But the truth of the matter is, if you've married the wrong spouse, you don't get to complain that you married the wrong spouse. You simply are the person who dated to your level of self-esteem. And that's who you have now because that's who you were then. If you want to change your life, don't get mad at your harvest. Change your seed today. Where you are does not matter. Your environment makes no effect on what you're going to do unless you choose to be in that environment. You can literally come from a bad neighborhood and become a successful doctor, medical doctor, or any PhD doctor, because your environment never has to be who you are. It's just where you reside. Unless you choose your particular environment, where you are is not your future. You are always becoming something. Now, you're either becoming something greater or you're becoming something lesser. But either way, every second of your life, you are always becoming something. You don't get to do no action and think nothing is being planted, because inaction is actually an action. It's just not an action that is worthy of you. Inaction is actually an action. It's just not an action that is worthy of you. I didn't even make that last part up. You can actually YouTube or buy the movie called The Compass, and there's a guy on that that will tell you that at the beginning of that movie. Inaction is still an action. It is just an action that does not serve you. You're always becoming something. Make sure you become who you desire to be. To have something extraordinary, you must become extraordinary. Listen to me. To have something extraordinary, you must become extraordinary. You don't get to live an extraordinary life when it happens. In order for you to be extraordinary, you have to become extraordinary right now. Stop waiting for your breakthrough and become your breakthrough, and your breakthrough will catch up with you. Stop waiting for your breakthrough and become your breakthrough, and your breakthrough will catch up with you. Here's a perfect example of that. If you don't like your life right now and you want to be a lawyer, you don't wait until you pass the bar to celebrate or to become a lawyer mentally. You become a lawyer right now. And in your becoming of the lawyer, you will avoid things that are unworthy of that in which it is to be a lawyer. That means if I come to you with a bunch of weed smoke or drunk driving or whatever it is, if you are the lawyer right now, you will not do things that get you a DWI or any other arrest, because you've become first what you will become later. To be extraordinary, you must become extraordinary right now. All you really have in life is this moment you are currently living. You cannot control your past. You can only make an amazing decision in this moment that will lead you to having an amazing future. Let me repeat that again. The only thing you actually have in this life is this moment. You cannot control the past. You can only make sure that in this moment you make an amazing, extraordinary, billionaire decision in this moment, and this moment will plant a seed for you to be amazing in your future moment. You are in a slump because you don't know what freedom means to you. I want everybody listening to me right now, I want you to think about, I'm going to ask you a question. And as I ask you this question, I want you to think about the answer. Here's the problem with this question. The problem with this question is it is a hard question to answer. If you know the answer, if you discover the answer, if you have the fortitude to answer the question, your life will change today. Here is the question. What does freedom mean to you? You see, if you don't know the answer to that question, if you don't know what freedom means to you, then you don't know what you're willing to risk for your own freedom. And if you don't know what you're meant to, you don't know what you want to risk for your own freedom, if you don't know what you would do or give up for your own freedom, you will live the script of someone else or some other company that has taken upon themselves to decide for you what freedom means to you. Let me say it in a way that may hurt your feelings, but I really don't mean to. If you make $9 an hour, someone has decided that your freedom is worth $9 an hour. Now, there's nothing wrong with making $9 an hour. Everybody has to start somewhere, and $9 an hour, there are plenty of wonderful and integral people who make $9 an hour. I don't mean to diss anybody. However, I am trying to tell you that somebody that said, this is what I'm going to pay for this job position, and anyone who has not answered the question of what their worth and what their freedom is, I'm going to dictate and determine that they will work for $9 an hour. That's all they mean to me. Take it or leave it. If you don't know what freedom means to you, you will live the script of someone else's life or some other company's dream. as fast as possible if you want to get out of the slump. Answer the question, what does freedom mean to you? Number three, make a choice to get out of your slump. Make a choice to get out of your slump. Decide who you want to be and make your life and people in your life respect your choice. You want to be a nurse? You decide right now that you want to be a nurse. You don't let anybody talk you out of it. And if anybody tries to talk you out of being a nurse, then you get rid of them as fast as possible, because you only need the people in your life that qualify for your time, dreams, and energy. If you want to be a lawyer, you only need to keep the people in your life that want you to be a lawyer. I said this on another call weeks ago. I'll say it here again. Your life is not for everyone. Build it with quality people. Somebody, please hashtag that plant better right now. Your life is not for everyone. Build it with quality people. Decide who you want to be and make everybody in your life respect it, and then make life itself respect your choice. You will be successful when you make a choice. Get rid of your excuses. They make you stink to successful people and opportunities. Listen to me very well. There's somebody on this phone call willing to invest in you. And the moment they decide to invest in you, you give them an excuse. Anybody worth their salt in any successful endeavor will avoid you like the plague. People buy energy and character. You don't even have to know everything. If your character is together and your energy is on fire, people will buy you. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can make this even more personal. Men, if you're on this phone call, and I know there is a few, any woman that is a woman will tell you the most attractive thing a man can ever do is be ambitious. Now, in that ambition, if you really want to be super attractive, be ambitious and have the fortitude to follow through. Get rid of your excuses that make you stink to successful people and opportunities. And people with excuses stink, and opportunities will avoid them, and successful people will avoid them like the plague. The thing far worse than procrastination is having too many options. Remember, I told you to make a choice. Number three was make a choice to get out of your slump. Some of you are master procrastinators, and you need to stop that right now, like immediately. But some of you are not procrastinators. You're something far worse than procrastinators. You're something far worse than procrastinators. You are somebody that literally have far too many options, and you spend too much time getting ready to get ready. You spend too much time devoting all your energy. You're doing 10 things and you can only at the same time. You're doing 10 things at the same time. You think you're giving 100%, but mathematically you're only giving 10% to each thing. Stop multitasking, make a choice, and you hit that choice as fast and as hard as possible. The thing worse than procrastination is having too many doggone options. And so all of you, if you want to get out of a slump, stop representing anything less than an idea, because ideas can never be extinguished. There is definite power in making a choice. No one is more powerful than the man or woman who has decided to make a choice. Good or bad, when a person has made a choice, that person simultaneously becomes unstoppable. There is no definite power more powerful than making a choice. No one is more powerful than a man or woman who has decided to make a choice, good or bad. When you make a choice, you simultaneously become unstoppable. Let me give you an example. When you made that choice to quit your job, You made that choice. And when you made that choice, you literally were unstoppable. You were going to quit. You ought to quit at the next argument. You quit at the next stressor. You didn't even come back to work. I know I got somebody on the phone that you decided at home, I quit, and you were on schedule and did not go in. Why? Because you made a choice. And once you made that choice, nobody can stop you. Nobody can stop a person who has made a choice. Likewise, when you decide to go back to school and get your bachelor's, get your master's, get your PhD, when everybody was around you that was hating on you, when your husband was doubting you, or when your wife was doubting you, when you decided that I'm going to get this degree and this degree is personal, you literally became unstoppable. Make a choice, because if you want anything out of life, the moment you make a choice that it's yours, you're literally unstoppable. Number four, have a reason to live outside the slump. Have a reason to live outside the slump. Make sure your life means much more to someone else than it does to you. If you don't have a legacy, if you're not working for someone, if you're not working for your nieces or your nephews, if you're not building for the future generation, if you're not building for your wife, if you're not building for your kids, if you're not building for your mom who has cancer, if you're not building to leave all your income to Kids Cancer Association, if you're not building for someone, you will lose steam and quit. In network marketing circles, they call it a why. If you know why you are doing something, you will never stop doing it, no matter how tough the road becomes. And believe me, the road will become tough. The richest people in the world provide a service for somebody. Google provides a service for the whole world. Bill Gates provided a service for the whole world. You want to be rich? Provide a service. Create a product that provides a service. You go out and provide a service. Either way, if you want to get out the slump, find a reason to live and provide a service. Number five, be great in the slump. Only then will you get out of it. Be great in the slump. Only then will you get out of it. What you do in your valley will be the only thing that gets you out of your slump. Listen to me. Don't wait on your mountain to get out the valley. You need to understand a few things about mountains and valleys. If you're in the valley, you're also by the mountain. Listen, you've never seen a mountain that declines forever. If you're in the mountain, you're also connected to the valley. If you're connected to the valley or in the valley, you are also connected to the mountain. All you have to do in this life is find your way to the bottom of the mountain, and you simultaneously find your way out the valley. I just helped somebody. You're spending so much time trying to get to the top of the mountain, and that's a bit too difficult every now and then. And sometimes some of us don't start on the same level. And sometimes it's so hard to rebuild your credit from a 397 to an 850 or whatever it is. And stop trying to get to the top so often and so fast, because poor people always want this race to be as fast as possible. If you're in the valley, simply find the lowest part of the mountain. When you do that, you literally find your way out your valley. It's pure science. If you find yourself at the bottom of the mountain, you just found yourself at the top of the valley. That's the level of thinking you should have. That's how your perceptions should change. You don't try to get to the top. When you get to the bottom of the mountain, then you get to the top of the mountain by your climb. And stop being so upset with your mountain that it hurts when you climb it. If your mountain was smooth, you would never be able to climb it. You would literally have nothing to grab on. You would literally have nothing to pull yourself on. Nobody on planet Earth has ever climbed a smooth mountain. You can only climb mountains that hurt you. If the mountain cannot hurt you, you cannot climb it. Your outer world is a direct manifestation of your inner world. This is literally and physically a manifestation of your thoughts that you keep in your head. You cannot be great with poor or average thoughts. Now, some of you just heard me. And some of you just heard me and said, well, you know, that's an affirmation. That's not, that's science. Quantum physics is moving into the realm in which they have discovered that something about reality can only exist when the conscious mind enters into it. You can actually look this up, and this just started happening in the 21st century. This was happening in the 20th century. There's an experiment called Schrodinger's cat. And inside this experiment, they wanted to know if the cat would be alive or dead, and it would only happen if consciousness entered into the box. It's a long, drawn-out explanation that I don't have time for in this phone call, but I need for you to understand that your reality is a physical manifestation of the thoughts you keep in your head, literally. If you hold a negative thought in your mind, you will also hold that negative thought in your hand. This is actual. This is factual. If you're religious, so as a man thinketh, so is he. I don't care what you are, religious, non-religious, atheist, doesn't matter to me. You have a negative thought and you speak negatively to yourself, you will live a negative life, and it will not be a life worthy of you. You cannot be great with poor or average thoughts. If you want to be successful, if you want to get out your slump, you need to become obsessed with your victories right now. Become obsessed with your job. Become obsessed with your victory, because your way out of your slump is nothing short of obsession. Stop trying to control other people and learn to control your emotions. Go all in. Stop trying to control other people and learn how to control your own emotions and go all in. Most people do not do anything productive in their lives. Most of you, anybody in a slump right now, if you're in a slump, you've binge watched a show on Netflix recently or something like it. You have not read a book. You have not did these things, because most people, 85%, most of the people in your life are not doing anything productive, and they're not leading productive lives because they don't do anything productive during their day. You cannot live an unproductive day and expect to live an extremely productive life. Your potential is suffering because your environment is not appropriate for your success. This is where rich people understand about marrying the proper spouse. Your spouse will help you go to the next level, or your spouse will keep you on your current level, or your spouse will hold you back. Either way, there's no such thing as failure. Regardless of where you find yourself in your marital situation, home situation, or whatever, the road to success is still yours to have. Every now and then, you just take a longer road to get to your success. Don't despise your slump. Become obsessed in your slump and conquer your slumps. Perfection is not required to be successful. Greatness is not something that only the rich can possess. We were all born to be great. This isn't one of those esoteric things. Everybody deserves to be great because you already are. But most of you have grown up into a life and around an environment in which you think only they, whoever they are to you, only they can be great. You cannot. Most of you believe in this imaginary force called bad luck, which does not exist. There's no such thing as bad luck. The only thing bad luck actually is the harvest of your bad seed. Somebody help me in this place. The only thing that is actually bad luck is the bad harvest of the seed, of the bad seed in which you planted. This is one of the hardest things to accept in life. One of the hardest things to accept in life, and one of the hardest things that I have to do when when I teach and coach people one-on-one. It's for them to believe that they are great. See, being great is easy, but believing that you deserve to be great is one of the hardest battles you will ever face in your life. Once you believe that you are great, the people around you and life around you will fold to your belief and bow and submit to your greatness, because they will treat you as you are worth. And as you are worth, they will treat you on that level, or they will simply fall away and no longer exist in your reality. Number six, make a commitment in the slump. Be all in and do not quit. Some of you quit far too much, and you wonder why you're in the slump. T.D. Jakes says it this way, and I love T.D. Jakes. If you run for your destiny, you will automatically distance yourself from your history. If you run for your destiny, you will automatically distance yourself from your history. You will never survive on the road to success without commitment, because the road to success is designed to make quitters quit and the poor-minded quit. Listen to me. The road to success is not nice. It's not fair. It's not empathetic. The road to success doesn't want everybody on this road. The road to success is designed for only successful people to endure. If you have not become successful in your mind, you will be booted off the road to success. If you are not successful, if you are not successful in your mind first, you will not be successful when you physically get on the road. Start working on your follow-through, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing more unattractive than an inconsistent person. I don't care how beautiful you are. If you cannot keep your word, you are unattractive. If you cannot keep your word, you are unattractive. Please, somebody put hashtag plant better on that. If you cannot keep your word, you are unattractive. Attractive. And you can be pretty, but nobody wants to hire an unattractive person. And I'm not talking about the physical appearances. I'm talking about the ugly soul, the ugly attitude, the unattractive behavior, the unattractive character. People will avoid you and demote you if you have unattractive qualities. Again, that's not talking about the physical. I'll let arrogant and narcissistic people do that. It's simply talking about your character and your reputation. If your reputation is unattractive, people will not promote you. They will only avoid you or demote you. In life, you do not get what you want. You simply get who you are. If you are a quitter, you will get the harvest of someone who quits every single chance that they get. If you are a loser, no offense, but losing has a pathology. Losers talk like losers. They hang with losers. They read, though they don't read at all. And if they do read, they only read loser things. Losers watch reality TV all day long and then get upset that they're broke. You cannot continue to only watch reality TV. And I know I'm walking hard and I'm offending some people, but it is what it is. You cannot just watch reality TV all day long and look down on the people on the TV and expect to be successful. It's really now the only reason why reality TV exists, because we like to sit back on the comfort of our cozy couches and beds, and we like to look at people and say, I would never behave in that manner. And if that's all you do, and you never pick up a book, and you never work on your craft, and you never work on the quality of your life, you will continue to be a TV watcher instead of someone who creates programs to watch on TV. Number seven, work harder than everyone else in the slump. This is where I exceed. I am not the smartest. I am not the biggest, baddest, or the cutest. I don't look like Taye Diggs or whatever it is that you think is attractive, Idris Elba. I don't look like none of that. I look like me. I'm proud of me. But what you will never be able to do is outwork me. I don't mean that arrogantly from a standpoint, but Will Smith captures this moment better than anybody else I've ever heard in my life. He was doing an interview with Tavis Smiley, and Will Smith said this. The only thing he can see that is different about him is that he is willing to die on a treadmill. He stated in that interview that he doesn't have the most talent, he doesn't have anything else, but he works on his skill and his craft so much that if you get on a treadmill and begin to compete with him, he's leaving that treadmill a winner or dead because he refuses to let anybody outwork him. Brother, sisters, if you want to get out your slump, you're probably in your slump because your work ethic is extremely poor. You cannot be outworked and be successful. Everyone is talented. Everyone is smart, but everyone does not work hard. Boldly, confrontedly in your face, if you don't work hard, you're going to work for somebody who works hard. If you don't work hard at your dream, you're going to work for somebody like me who never sleeps and who is always working on his or her dream. You need to adopt a philosophy. Get back in the game or die. If you're in a slump, you need to only be saying two things. I'm getting back in the game or I'm dead. Poor people have very little hustle or no hustle at all. If you're poor, if you're in overdraft, if you are in a slump, consider your hustle. It is extremely hard to be in a slump and a hustler at the same time. It's extremely hard to be in a slump and a hustler at the same time. If you have the drive, if you have the determination, even if you don't have the education, your drive and determination will let you be noticed by someone with the education, and they will help you out your slump. Number 8, there is a difference between talent and skill. Learn the difference in your slump. Talent is something that you have naturally. Skill is something that you develop through practice and education. Let me explain to you how neurons and neural networks work, and I believe I got some nurses on this phone call, so this is the part they're going to get super excited. You have neurons, and when it happens, this is what the reason why coaches say practice makes perfect is because each one of your neurons are going to get on top of another and strengthen themselves and become what they call a neuron network. And so what happens is the stronger this network becomes, billions and billions and billions of neurons together, the stronger it is, the better you are at whatever that neuron network communicates to your brain, down to your limbs, or whatever it is that you are doing with your particular talent or with whatever your particular skill set with that neuron network. The more tough, strong, the more neurons you put in this neural network, the better you will be at that thing. Now, this works good and bad. Some of you are very good at a particular task because your neural network, you put skill on it, it's become an amazing neural network, and you've done well. Some of you are addicted to anger because your neural network for anger is extremely strong. And the only way you break that down is you stop practicing anger. And over time, little by little, this is not an overnight process, that neural network will separate, break down, and you will be able to control it and have it benefit you. If you want more information about that, you can ask a nurse or give me on another phone call either way, or just simply Google nature versus nurture, and you will be inundated with a bunch of information. If you are not devoted to developing your skill on top of the talent you already have, you will not be successful. Stop focusing on your non-talent areas. They make you average, and being average is exactly why you're in your slump in the first place. Listen to what I just said. The reason you're in a slump is because you keep focusing on your non-talent areas. You keep focusing on the things that make you average, and average is exactly why you're in the slump. Number 9, you are in the slump because of fear. Respect it. Now accept it. And if you do not accept the fact that you are afraid to do what it takes to get out the slump, this phone call cannot help you, will not help you, and has not helped you, if you're not transparent enough right now to admit that the reason you're in a slump is because you're afraid to do something to get out of the slump, then you are not benefiting, will not benefit of this phone call. You might as well hang up right now. However, let me give you this next thing. Some of you are going, well, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm doing everything to take it. Well, you're afraid of asking for help. And since you don't ask for help because you're afraid to do it, you cannot be successful because you don't have a mentor. It makes no sense for you to learn from your mistakes when you can learn from somebody else. So if you're not afraid to take risks, maybe your problem, maybe you're in a slump because you're taking the wrong risk and too many risks. And if you weren't so afraid to ask for help or education, then you wouldn't be in your slump. Learn to hate your fear and move against it. Whatever you're fearing right now, it is not better than you. Most of you get your chance to be successful once a month, and you find a way to be unavailable for the appointment or the moment because you are afraid more of fear than the actual opportunity itself. The feeling of fear you get when you get that opportunity makes you so uncomfortable, you literally talk yourself out of your opportunities. Let me say this whole mouthful again. Most of you, you get a chance to be successful once a month, and every time you become or get the chance to become successful, you literally talk yourself out of it or make yourself unavailable for the appointment that you worked so hard to receive. Why? Not because you're afraid of success, but because you're afraid of fear. And the fear is so rich on you that when you get that opportunity, you don't know how to respond. You're so afraid of the uncertain thing that lies ahead. You get this pit in your stomach and butterflies go. You sweat under your armpits and you get so uncomfortable that you can't deal with that uncomfort and you quit before you ever make that opportunity. Here's a few ways you quit. You literally quit or you make excuses of why you cannot achieve. Some of you would literally fake sick. Make yourself sick with your mind. You'll pseudo sick yourself. So you miss your own opportunity because you're afraid of fear itself. Here's an example that I hear all the time of people who are afraid of fear. If you talk like this, you are afraid and you need to stop it. Hey, Antonio. My name is so-and-so. I know you're too busy to call me back, but if you don't mind, please return my call. Did you hear what just happened there? You just literally, the person who wants whatever it is that I provide or whatever it is to work with me, they literally said, I know you're too busy to call me back. Of course I'm too busy to call you back now because now you just showed me you're not the kind of person in which I want to work with. You talked yourself out of being successful before I even, you left that on my voicemail. You're so afraid of me or the opportunity of whatever it is that me brings that you talk yourself out of your opportunity. If you leave voicemails like that, stop it right now. Nobody's too busy for you. Don't you ever say that again, because don't you ever let anyone take you. Don't you ever give me the opportunity to take you serious. You make me take you serious by standing firm and knowing what you want. Number 10, you are in the slump because you lack discipline and consistency. If you have a desire for something, you need to have the balls to accept it and accept the fact that it's already yours. I know that. I just shocked you into reality. I do apologize, but I did it on purpose. I need you to understand. There's a better word for that, fortitude. If you have the desire for something, have the fortitude to accept it, that it's already yours. You just have to have the discipline enough to be consistent. When you're consistent, you will win. You're in the slump because you don't know how powerful you are. You only get to choose reasons or results, but you cannot take reasons to the bank. If you have an opportunity, there's only two things you can do. You can get results or you can get reasons. You can give results or you can give reasons. If you're too busy with being one of the people that give reasons, you're broke. If you like to get results, get your character together, and those results will take you to greater places. But you cannot, under any circumstances, take your reasons to the bank. However you spend your time, that's exactly who you are. Stop lying to yourself and say that you're determined if all your time suggests that you are not determined. Don't sit and don't wait for your outcome. You have the power to create your own outcomes. God made you a creator. The universe made you a creator. Whatever you want to call it, you are a creator of your own outcomes. There's no reason for you to stress. You do not stress, because if you're stressing, you're simply stressing about the outcome, but you are powerful and you create your own outcome. This has been how you get out of a slump. Listen, brothers and sisters, I've told you a lot. Wonderful, well-packed, informational, educational phone call. Here's the problem. There's thinkers and there are doers. You're either a thinker or you're a doer. Now, you can be both a thinker and a doer. But if you think and write these notes down and you never put anything into action, I'm sorry, but you will not be successful. Don't just think about it. Be about it. There's nobody that's ever been greater than you, and nobody will ever be greater than you. As a result, my name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. Please go and subscribe to the podcast, Brick by Brick, the motivational podcast by Antonio T. Smith Jr. I don't care wherever you are, whoever you are. Your job and your responsibility, and I believe you can do it, is to plant better. Whether you love your life or hate your life. If you love it or hate it, either way, plant better. Thank you for coming out. We do appreciate you. We are unmuting the phone lines right now, and you can talk amongst one another.
There's something inside of you that nobody can take from you, that nothing can ever come against, that nothing can ever stop. You were meant to be great. You were meant to be the most amazing you that has ever lived. Nobody can speak with your voice better than you. You have come here to be amazing. Not average, not good, not great, amazing. And then when you reach amazing, you exceed that and you go to spectacular. This is your time. Build your life brick by brick. You are enough. You've been enough. You will always be enough. You can only be nothing but enough. And then more than that, you are the greatest. Build your life. Be it, do it, see it, and then give it back to others. Brick by brick.